Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Laura Cullen Glasscock, the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, has been looking at the money side and sometimes the dark money side of electoral politics. And we've got a primary election coming up and then, of course, the general in November. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm quite well. And so a lot of money is changing hands and will continue to do so.
That's right. There's a lot of money that goes into congressional races these days. We've mentioned before, a lot of money comes from out of state. A lot of money comes from individual donors. And then there are the independent expenditures. And that's where those huge dollar amounts are spent. Those groups are also called super PACs. And some people refer to that spending as dark money because it's hard to find out who is contributing. And candidates, when they sign up to run for office, they agree to abide by laws governing campaigns. And that means that they are restricted to accepting contributions of a certain limit. So that limit is $5,400 for federal races. That's the limit that the candidates can accept. Now, citizens, we're allowed to spend whatever we want, right? The courts have said that it's our money. We can spend it how we want. So independent expenditure groups are independent of the campaigns, and they can spend whatever they want. They can raise and spend whatever they want.
And so we've already seen some of this going on in this primary, correct?
Well, in the primary, yes, but also in the general election already, there's one organization called House Majority PAC, which is a Democratic-backed organization, and they've already bought time in from mid-October through early November in the Lexington TV market, and they have a $166,000 buy on WKYT.
They obviously look at Kentucky as a battleground.
Absolutely. Nationally, the Democrats are looking at Kentucky's 6th district as a seat they can flip. And Congressman Andy Barr is considered vulnerable by a lot of pundits, and the Democrats think they can flip this seat. And it has been a swing district in the past. You know, Andy Barr won the seat from a Democrat, who won it from a Republican, who won it from a Democrat. So it's flipped back and forth a number of times. So it's not a solid Republican seat at all. So Andy Barr is going to have his work cut out for him in November.
Well, that's obviously something that we will keep an eye on. We have to first get through the primary and determine exactly which Democrat will take on Congressman Barr, who also happens to have some opposition as well. So much to sort out, but we certainly appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Alan.
Our guest this morning has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Alan. You too.